Yesterday's massive funeral for two slain South Simcoe Police Service officers went about as well as could have been hoped for, according to Barrie Police, who helped organize it. Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barrie Today there were no hiccups around the funeral and the events leading up to it. I would say today went very, very well. It was certainly a very well-planned and organized event, and it shows the collaborative effort of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, Barrie Police Service, South Simcoe Police, and working closely with the families of the two officers as well, Leon said Thursday afternoon. The funeral cortege started shortly after 9 a.m. at Adams Funeral Home and Cremation Services in the city's north end. The procession then made its way along St. Vincent Street to Wellington Street, on its way to Steckley Gooderham Funeral Home in downtown Barrie. The procession then continued around the city, before making its way to Sadlin Arena, where Constables Morgan Russell and Devon Northrup were remembered and honored by friends, family and thousands of police officers from around North America for a private funeral. I know people were planning on lining the route. I even had a call from a couple of business people as well so that they could make sure their staff were able to be curbside to show their respect, Leon said. It affects everybody, not just the policing community. It has an impact on society as a whole. Constables Morgan Russell, 54, and Devon Northrup, 33, were shot and killed last Tuesday by a man inside a home after responding to a disturbance at the Alcona address around 8 p.m., October 11. The officers were both rushed to hospital by emergency run, where Northrup died. Russell was airlifted to a Toronto trauma center and succumbed to his injuries early the next morning. The 22-year-old man identified as the shooter was pronounced dead after an exchange of gunfire with a third officer at the scene. The Special Investigations Unit, SIU, has said Russell and Northrup did not draw their weapons before being shot. The Barrie community played a big part in today's funeral by lining the route, acknowledged Leon, who said he witnessed people of all ages lining the sidewalks as the funeral procession made its way closer to its final destination in the city's south end. While losing two officers in such a way was beyond tragic, Leon admitted the outpouring of support from the community, as well as from law enforcement from across the country, was amazing to witness. That was an incredible show of support today. These funerals are painful. They bring back a lot of memories, but the thing is we gather strength to continue by being together to show our respect. We know these officers will be forever cherished, he said. When you see that kind of support, it gives you the ability to come in tomorrow and to continue doing the job you've taken an oath to do. Leon, who attended today's funeral, said he saw officers donning uniforms from coast to coast, but was hesitant to put a number on just how many came out today. You could see a line of officers from Sadlin Arena back to Churchill Drive, it might even have been beyond that. It was just a huge turnout, he said. The day started off with the wet snow and the possibility of rain and then the sun shone through. Maybe that was a sign that somebody was looking down from above.